neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Concept of this Amalek, this enemy, as Baalei Musar, they teach us Amalek as the numeric value, the gematria is Safek. Safek means doubt. They call it Shak and Tavit. So now, Sefekut, the doubts that people, Chas v'Shalom, they ran into, then it causes worry, and more worry, and then become worryholic, they call it, like alcoholic. Everything worries them. How do you say worry in Hebrew? Deaga. Right, that's right, deaga. So deaga is an interesting term. See, deaga has Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, and He. Right? What is it missing?
Bet.
What is bet? Bitachon. Deaga and bet. Why? Because when you don't have bitachon, you always
worry.
Yeah. So deaga, that's the expertise. They call it ummanut after Amalek. So see, it's not gonna happen. See, he left. He's not gonna come. Don't even think about it. So here, the Amalek constantly, what does he do? Makes you worry. I tried, you know, it's too late, it's not gonna happen, forget it, it's done. That's what the Amalek. So now we are obligated to timhe etzech Amalek. So that means, every second that you erase the sefekut, you mechayev misfat mechiyat Amalek. When you are not worried, so then, imagayim mitzvat mechiyat amalek. You know, it's very interesting. You know, you see the kid that cry. B'zal Hashem, all the young ones be zocher to hold their babies. B'zal Hashem. So now, when the babies start crying, what's the reaction of the Abba Ima?
Hug them. Pick them up. Hug them.
What else do they do?
They are worried.
No, I know what the baby cries. What do you do? You talk to him.
No, what do you say?
Everything is okay.
But
he understands you?
Huh?
He understands you? Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe not the words, but he understands your concept.
I know, but the baby doesn't understand.
He says,
no, don't worry. Everything is okay.
He's crying more.
So why do they do this? You know, maybe he's crying. They shake him, no? Shaking. Then they scroll like this. Why?
To comfort
yourself.
To comfort yourself. That's like, oh,
beautiful. Very nice.
It's very interesting. Being worried is contagious. You know, people sign the line, and they say, always, Bezat Hashem, go to the bank for deposit. And you see, there's only one teller, right? Yeah. So now you see somebody is just moving around. Here, there, where's the manager? No, where's the manager? Makes everybody worried. Everybody worry. It's such a baligan. Isn't that something? Worry, it's like a virus. You see this flu is going around? It's exactly like that. Here, Amalek, that's what his task is. Makes you worry, then the whole life is tends to worry. You know, let's say you're expecting your friend is coming to your house, right? He doesn't have a car. He says, Shalom Aleichem, how did you get here? What does he say?
Don't worry about it. I walk.
You walk, okay? Well, what's the other option?
Bus.
Very good. What is the other option?
Uber.
Oh. What else? Taxi. If he tells you, I came here with the tires, what do you tell him?
How many tires?
Tires?
No, he's right or he's not right?
This day the tires...
The tires? The bus. How does it move?
The tires.
So I came with the tires. No? Make sense?
Yeah.
You know, back in Iran, we had the buses, double buses. The driver was in the front. It had a box. It was in the front. We would not see the driver. We would not see it. It's very interesting. So now here, so now actually when you get like the keys to get to the bus, you see the bus is moving. You see who is driving the bus? They don't see it. I mean, you know there's a driver's in the front.
Here, you know why people, they become do'et, they worry, because they don't know Ribono Shel Olam is driving there.
The bus, yeah. And he said, the tires. He just got to do it for me. He can help me. He can get me out of this. And that's what exactly makes people do'et. Why? Because they don't have bitachon. They don't see the driver.
And they don't realize that Shabbat Shalom Ma'ad, he's the one that had, it would be so funny, it was so ridiculous.
See, the bus is going slow, right? Yeah. So you get up and push the wall. Huh? You push the wall to go faster. Huh? So now people, what do they think of you?
Crazy.
Ezra Chacham. Ezra Chacham.
Would it work?
No.
It's not going to work. There's a hey, he's driving, now you want to push it? It's not going to work.
And that's what exactly the Amalek does to you. He says, what do you think? It's not going to happen. It's not going to be. You think Hashem going to answer your tefillah? And that's what he makes you worry and worry and worry. And that's what the task that we have.
Erase it, and erase it, and keep erasing it.
And that's what exactly, it brings you such a joy, such a simcha that you know that there is a manhig, there is a balabayit, that somebody in charge.
And Hashem will say, to be able to timchet zecher amalek, bezat Hashem,
male bitachon, bezat Hashem, it's going to be a short.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.